Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply: make my day. Make my day. Think of how often you've heard that word or that phrase, make my day. Someone may say something kind to you and you may say, that made my day. They may give you a present and you'll say, that made my day. Then on the opposite, there are people who say that they had a bad day or a bad hair day, or they wish the day would be over, or they can't wait to get to another day. Yes, my friends, everyone all over the world is looking for somebody to make their day. Well, isn't it great to know that God already took care of every day that we'll ever have? He said it in Psalms 118 and 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, here's another beautiful component about God. He gave us the ability to make days on behalf of somebody else. Did you know that God gave you the power to make somebody's day, to put a smile on their face that they'll never forget, to give them a reason to look forward to tomorrow? He's given us the power to make somebody's day. Well, let's find out how we do it. There are four ways to make days, and they're found in our MAKE acronym. That M reminds us of the importance of mastery. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the incompetent will never make anybody's day, but those who are masters can. Remember, the Bible encourages us in 1 Corinthians 9 and 25 that we should strive to be masters in this spiritual life. You remember, he says, and every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now, they're doing it for a corruptible crown, but we are working for an incorruptible crown. God is encouraging us, my friends and neighbors, to do all we can to be masters. Now, that term master is a really intimidating one for most, because people say, I can't be a master. Well, yes, you can. Let's look at the things that God gave us the ability to master. We can be masters at forgiveness. We can be masters at prayer. We can be masters at praise, and we can be masters at faith. Remember, the Bible tells us in Galatians 2 and 20 that we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live. Yet it's not us living, but Christ living in us. And this life that we're now living in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God's faith is on the inside of us. His spirit's on the inside of us. He's given us his mind. We can be masters, because you see, it's only the master that's equipped to teach. Have you ever been lost and looking for directions for somebody, and then you ask them, hey, can you tell me how to get over here? And then they say, oh yeah, I can tell you. And you think they're from the area and they already feel like they know the town, but you can tell they really don't know how to get you to where you want to go. And they may look up at the sky and say, well, I think it's this way. And if you turn, and they may even have to ask a friend themselves, because even though they're from that area, they can't tell you how to get to where you want to go. Well, see, my friends and neighbors, even though we may not know how to get to our desired destinations, and some of our friends may not, they know whether or not we're masters. People are looking for someone that can be consistently effective in prayer, systematically superior in praise, and automatically appreciative of the good God has done. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge us to become masters. We can all be masters in this spiritual life. We can learn and we can grow and we can help others do the same. When they come looking for us with that lost look in their eyes, they want to know that we know how to get them from point A to point B. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we must commit to being spiritual masters. That A in our MAKE acronym reminds us of the importance of appearance. Yes, the ugly never made anybody's day. Now, when I say ugly, I don't mean outside ugly. I mean inside ugly. Because you understand, my friends and neighbors, that God heals, delivers, saves, sets free from the inside out. When was the last time you walked a whole day with a smile on your face and joy in your heart, and that you said, you know what, I'm not going to allow anything to upset upset me today when the people who look up to me and respect me and are expecting great things from me, when they call me, they're going to hear joy in my conversation. They're going to hear peace in my heart. They're going to hear happiness in my voice. When they see me, they're going to see me smiling and excited and all those kinds of things. Remember that old commercial that said, never let them see you sweat? Yeah, never let them see you sweat, my friends. In the spiritual world, by the same token, what problem can we face that God cannot solve? What is it that we can encounter that he hasn't given us the power and the resources to overcome? We know that we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength, so there is no reason for us to have a bad appearance today. Never let them see you sweat, even when you are in. Remember when Jesus was in the boat and the disciples were in the boat with him, and the boat and the winds got rough and they got afraid and they said, oh master, please help us, we're about to die. The Bible says in Mark 4:39 that he arose, rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. They never saw Jesus sweat. No matter what was going on, Jesus was always cool, calm, and collected. We can be that way as well. Remember, he told us not to even advertise when we're fasting. He says in Matthew 6:18, God sees in secret and rewards us openly. We don't have to tell people when we're going through this or going that, or when this time is happening or that time is happening. No, never let them see you sweat. Paul and Silas sang praise to God in a prison in Acts 16. My friends and neighbors, our appearance will attract. We have to also be internally beautiful, because the internal beauty will attract like never before. That K in our MAKE acronym reminds us of the importance of knowledge. Yes, my friend, the ignorant never made anybody's day. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter 1:2 that grace and peace are multiplied unto us through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. The more we know about God, the more grace and peace we have. Yes, my friends, and the graceful and the peaceful, they can make other people's days. Yes, my friends, and the Bible tells us in 2 Peter 1:5 that we should be diligent and add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Yes, see, when we don't have the knowledge, my friends, then we are subject to hearsay, rumors, gossip, and complaining. But we should be able to go through the scriptures, my friends and neighbors, and learn of them, and analyze them, and memorize them, and implement them, and share them with everybody else we know. Yes, my friends, the days can be made when we are committed to the knowledge. I know that I'm on my time, but can I give you one last point? That E reminds us of the importance of energy. The lazy never made anybody's day. You see, this Christian life is filled with rigors, and we've got to be prepared for it. There are people who are hurting all over the world. They need our energy. They can't see us down, because then they'll get down. Remember, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2:3 that we should endure hardness as a good soldier in Christ Jesus. Then we learn in Hebrews 12:1, we should run with patience the race that's set before us. Then we learn that no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. My friends, we've got to have the energy to carry out this mission God gave us, even if it means we need to change our diet or do some other things with our habits in order to have the energy to run this race. Let's run it, my friends and neighbors, and let's run it with patience. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.